following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page. Type in Colin. Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
Today we celebrate the graduation of Platte River Radio's own Jeffrey Babel. Here's the guys giving advice to Jeffrey as he takes this next step into his new life.
Yeah, good for him. Obviously, a little bit disappointed at the level, but nonetheless.
Maybe you're upgrading.
You made a highlight reel play. You got some pay. Kapow.
You are a psychotically demented man.
Be a huge advantage for Nebraska. And
Daddy knows best.
Needless to say, Jeff won't be producing the show today.
If he's out, this is a guy that they can't replace. I mean, you just can't.
Well, what about me?
There's just not much to say about that.
Just shake of a head, like, get back in there.
The guys have a great Friday show planned for you, getting you ready for the weekend with NHL playoff talk, NBA playoff talk, and a little Kentucky Derby talk. So let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, Merritt's producing today. Oh, wait a minute. Were you just making a cricket noise? That wasn't very nice.
The old cricket noise.
Congratulations to Jeff. Just what I want to do when I graduate. I want to listen to the Speaker of the Legislature.
And congratulations to all the graduates out there. I know it's a big time of year, not only for college wrapping up in Lincoln.
Like the second most at UNK, yeah. Hastings right around the corner, all the high school kids. We hear a bunch of them. This is their last day for the seniors. So have fun, be safe, and don't read Tommy Reese's How to Have Fun in College book. He was released from jail, the Notre Dame quarterback, on a $250 bond late yesterday afternoon after being charged with 4 misdemeanors as a result of his arrest early Thursday morning at an off-campus house party. So there you go. Coming up, Gino Bacola, TVG Network, from Louisville. Preview the Kentucky Derby, his selections. Also, Steve Anderson, he'll make his selections, so you can cross them off your list right after he does that. And Daddy and I will throw a little something at you as well. Plus, Brian Munson of Big Red Report, Scout.com, going to join us to talk Husker football. And the latest, what's going on. They had the junior days and all that. There's always something going on now. And also, get his thoughts on yesterday, college football game day, had ESPN, had Nebraska at 17. We told you that earlier in the week. So each day on College Football Live, they're counting down a team for the next, well, for the month. You know, that's 20 teams, and that'll take you 4 weeks, and Nebraska was 17. It was like every single person on the panel thought Nebraska was ranked too high. And, I mean, they had 6 of them. There was Desmond Howard, Robert Smith, Jesse Palmer, Kirk Herbstreit, and Mark Schlabaugh. Those were the 5 that were on the panel. If you missed it, go to ESPN.com after the show. We'll probably even post a link up on our Facebook page. It's about a 7.5-minute deal, but it's on their NCAA football page, and the video's right there. You just look. It's right there.
Yeah, there's a national story that's in the big box. It's one of the 4 or 5 deals right under that. You'll see the Nebraska deal.
I walked you through it. It couldn't have been that hard.
Not exactly a ringing endorsement of Taylor Martinez. There was not one good thing said about poor Taylor Martinez, Doug, by anyone.
In 7.5 minutes, they talked about Rex Burkhead being overworked, Taylor Martinez throwing motion. They're laughing. They're talking about how he only completed 56% of his passes last year, failing to mention how many were dropped and where his percentage would have been had these passes been caught. Also, is this a pivotal year for Nebraska? Is Bo Pelini
Not
almost,
on the-
almost. Yeah, they didn't say hot seat, but is Bo Pelini need to do better this year? I mean, he's had four losses every year. And then somebody finally said, well, yeah, but he did take him to back-to-back Big 12 championship games. So, and so it begins, Daddy. It's going to go right up until kickoff of the first game of the year against Southern Miss and let it go.
Yeah, but that's what people want to talk about. That's awesome. We enjoy talking about Husker football. It's just kind of a lull right now, so we try and entertain you with other things. And our show is different than Sportsmanlike Conduct and Chicken Nick and those guys down there at the Ticket. You know, it's not all Husker talk. And we try and bring you some other things, especially on the local level. We try and get to your local news with Hastings College and UNK, and we hope you appreciate that. We hope that it entertains you and you take interest in that. I'm going to throw a little curveball at you. The poor kid from Harvard, have you heard about this kid from Corbin Russell, I believe is his name? It's on the MSN Home website, a high school kid. I like to read down. You know, it's pretty interesting when things.
I put ESPN as my homepage. You just haven't. Selected. You just haven't selected one. That's the one
I would do that, so I don't know how. Yeah. So I just have MSN. This kid, somebody used this kid who's trying to go to college, his social security number, on a death benefit.
Yeah, so now he can't get enrolled in college or something?
They can't get the student aid papers figured out because they get no credit rating and they have no way to figure this.
Well, they think he's dead.
The thing that... Do you think George Washington just spins in his grave? And they think it could take 1 to 2 years to get this figured out? Don't you make a phone call and say, you know what, instead of 506-827-238, I didn't mean to give mine out, but don't you just give him another one? And I don't think the kid has an extensive credit history. I don't think he shopped around and bought and sold a bunch of homes and... I don't know that for a fact, but I can't believe he's went through 10 or 12 vehicles and has good or bad credit. He's trying to go to college. Apparently, he's trying to go to Southeast Community College. Listen, I don't know if that's where he's trying to go or if he's trying to enroll there. Whatever. How seriously? And people wonder why nothing in the country is just, everybody says, we're screwed. Everything's going to hell.
It's probably Obama's fault.
Can't you make a phone call and figure this out?
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. So much going on. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, Kentucky Derby. Fights tomorrow, Daddy. The big Mayweather fight is tomorrow. Tim Elliott fights his first UFC fight. You've got Cotto and Mayweather. I'm expecting to hear from our number one MMA and boxing analyst sometime during the show today, The Rock and Rusty, if he is available. I know he's very busy with graduation and all and everything that's going on. He's probably catering everywhere throughout the Midwest. But if you'd like to join us on the program today, Rock and Rusty or anybody else, 888-455-ESPN. Next break, it is Gino Bacola. We'll follow that up with Steve Anderson, Brian Munson in the second half of the show from Big Red Report. That's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. But, Daddy, you know what? I never thought I could feel this way. I actually feel bad for Mariano Rivera. That's just not the way you want to go out. He is the greatest relief pitcher of all time, and he tears his ACL. My gut reaction is he will be back. I don't know, but my gut reaction is he will be back. And how about this? I'm going to throw this out. Who do they go to? Well, this probably should have been the spot Jabba Chamberlain was ready to step into, and he can't because of his injuries, times two.
Can I nominate Broxton?
Let's trade that.
Let's trade Broxton. You know what? My stomach turned last night when I finally saw it. Mariano Rivera is out there shagging fly balls, having fun. What he does before every game, supposedly that gets him ready to kind of loosen him up a little bit. To see that knee buckle like that, you knew it wasn't good when they carted him off like that. They said twisted knee, originally, and everybody, when you see it, you're going, something in there popped. You know it's gone. You know it's surgery, and you know it's 6-8 months at the minimum now. You're right. The greatest of all time, and that's why the Royals fans, and that's why the Yankee fans, that's why they get the people they do for this Yankee series in Kauffman Stadium, because they want to see the best of all time. And obviously, he will not be. You will not see him on the mound. You know, and then that was kind of the major story last night. But second of all, what a great win for the Kansas City Royals, getting their first win at home. The first win at home. And what a team effort it was. You got Moustakas. You got Chris Getz making a play at second base to roll two and turn the, you know, the double play ball with Escobar, which is – and then Hosmer at first makes an incredible scoop on the play. Then it comes down. They got Jeters on third, going to tie the game. And A-Rod couldn't have laid down a better bunt, really. Yeah. Comes off the end of the bat. Moustakas bare hands it.
Well, I thought that was Gordon from left that came in and made that play.
It was Gordon from left, comes in, bare hands this thing, and beats Rodriguez by about a third of a step. And the Royals win. Then great win for the Royals over the Yankees, and some excitement for the faithful at Kauffman Stadium.
Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line, Mary.
Ernie from Wood River.
Where
you been?
Ernie, what's going on?
Oh, they changed my time, guys. My dinner break, or my so-called breakfast break, whatever you want to call it, at 9 o'clock. So I took it for granted today that I'm going to listen to Doug and Patty. But I got this Harvard thing figured out. It was Mr. Anonymous made another phone call. He said, I can't get enough dirt on this one kid. I'm going to get another kid in trouble. We're going to see how many people we can throw under the rug today, and we're going to take it another step further.
I was afraid you were Mr. Anonymous. I'm glad we got that cleared up, Ernie.
I'm not Mr. Anonymous. Let's not go there, gentlemen. I think it's just dang childish that someone's got to play that little game, you know. But that's neither here nor there. But anyways, gentlemen, it's time for me to get back on the clock. Like always, you're doing a great job, and I do appreciate the fact that you do cover Kearney and Hastings and all the high school teams, and when I get a listen, it's a wonderful show, guys.
Ernie, so, I thank you so much. Daddy and I thank you so much. Have a great day, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Well, I will keep an eye on Mr. Anonymous, and I'll keep him in line from here on out. I guarantee it.
Hey, buddy, you cash that check on Monday for the nice things, all right? Go ahead.
I will do that. Thanks.
Thanks, Ernie. You know, that's the first Wood River person that I've even heard from after this whole Ravenna deal. You know, Wood River, how do you feel about this? And I'm going to guess from silence, I'm afraid I know how they feel about this. But Ernie, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Getting back to the Rivera, that is our ESPN poll question of the day. Have we seen the last of Yankees closer Mariano Rivera? I say no, Daddy.
I'm going to say no because I think Mariano Rivera goes out on Mariano Rivera's terms. And when this isn't his terms right now.
Today's poll question, that is going to take you through the weekend. Yesterday, what do you make of the one-year suspension handed down to Jonathan Vilma of the Saints for his role in the bounty scandal? Too harsh, you guys voted 73%. Just right, 13%. Too lenient, 13%.
Getting some votes in. That's good to see. We appreciate that on the website. Remember the good old days when it was two-thirds and a third because we got three votes? That was awesome.
And the Facebook page is starting to take off a little bit at a time. I think sign up now, folks. You can vote on the ESPN poll. You get signed up for the Hy-Vee Rewards Club. The Facebook page is right there. The podcasts are right there, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard, which I know will be hopping on this graduation weekend. So check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com.
I know we had a couple phone calls yesterday that maybe people, just the first time they'd heard that Bud Light, real man of genius with the Notre Dame deal. I think Jeff put that up on Facebook, and yep. I know he was going to. So if you're out there and haven't heard that before, and not a big YouTube, you can just go on there and click on it if you got a kick out of it. A lot of people did. I know we got a couple phone calls about it, so just something that's up there if you want to check it out.
We're going to give you the state soccer brackets. Unfortunately, Class A is not out because the two Papillion schools, I assumed, got rained out last night. They were postponed. Usually, the state will say, well, if this team wins, here's the bracket, and if this team wins, here's the bracket, but they have not done that. So Kearney and Grand Island are both in for the boys. We'll give you the rest of the brackets and Gino Vicola from TVG as we dive into the Kentucky Derby. Brian Munson, Big Red Report, all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's spring car care time at CarQuest Auto Parts. Keep that engine alive with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer in the 32-ounce bottle priced at just $11.99. Lucas Oil Stabilizer helps to eliminate dry starts, the number one cause of wear in new engines. Help restore the ride and handling of your car with Gabriel Guardian Nitrogen Gas Charge Shocks starting at $19.99 each. See store for details now through May 26th at participating CarQuest Auto Parts locations.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
In last year's Kentucky Derby, Animal Kingdom made history with his upset victory.
Here's Nero on the outside, and Animal Kingdom is pouncing late for the John Velasquez. It's now Animal Kingdom on the outside, who goes the lead for John Velasquez, and he's going clear by two lengths and running to the line. Animal Kingdom wins the Derby.
Don't miss your chance to hear history. The 138th Kentucky Derby, Saturday, May 5th.
Right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Areas of dense fog linger early on today. Then skies turn partly sunny with a high around 90. Winds out of the southeast will stay around 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a storm with a low at 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 81.
And that'll have 150,000 people off their feet, swaying to the music, mint julep in hand. The greatest 2 minutes in sports live right here on ESPN, the radio superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550. If you're out and about and can't have it on in front of you, hopefully you'll be listening to the Kentucky Derby.
Take care of all of our guests from BK, Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, North Platte. Stop by, have a little lunch today. Home of the Whopper, your favorite burger for more than 30 years.
Gino Bucola joins us from the TVG Network. Gino, how are you this morning? Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
Oh, great to talk to you guys. I am doing excellent. Driving right now on the way to the office because it is a big day. These days are the best days to be at our office. Everyone's firing around. Everyone's got their strong opinions. Everyone thinks that their stuff don't stink until after tomorrow. And then once that derby runs, then everyone kind of has their positives and their negatives to say. We've all been kind of talking smack at each other the last couple of weeks, and now it's time to see who really the cream will really rise to the top.
Well, Gino, you're making your tweets this morning. Those guys that are actually live at Louisville are busting your chops. You've got a horse that they don't think can run the distance. He does realize it's a mile and an eighth, and they're busting you up, but you can't say anything back to those guys. What do you got to say to them?
Oh, I know. All I say is I put my money where my mouth is. Today in the Oaks, I really like a horse for Todd Pletcher named Broadway's Alibi, and they were, as you said, they were giving me a hard time because the horse hasn't gone the distance yet. I don't think it's going to matter. I think this horse is a freak. I think she is the real deal. She started five times in her career. She's won the last four in a row, two of them graded stakes races. This horse just goes straight to the front and just runs them right off their feet. Nobody can keep up with this horse. I don't think it's going to matter how far they go. They can go around twice if they want. Broadway's Alibi is your winner. That's the number six in the Oaks today.
Our friend Jeffrey Apel also likes Broadway Alibi in that. We've talked to a few folks concerning today's races, tomorrow's races. What else is hot today, Gino? I got our buddy says here in race seven, he's got a horse named Contested. That is the one that he likes better than anything today.
Contested is another horse that a future star. She's a very nice filly for Bob Baffert. She's actually raced based on the West Coast, so I've seen this horse race in person out here at Santa Anita a couple times, and this is a very, very good animal. She's going to be probably 2-1 on the morning line. Odds won't be great, but she's a horse that we may hear from a little bit later down the line at the end of the year in some of the big stakes races and Breeders' Cup type races. I agree on that. There's one horse that we may see today, and it may, again, not be the best price in the world, but we may be watching this year's Breeders' Cup Classic winner earlier on in Mucho Macho Man. This was the horse that I liked in the Kentucky Derby last year, and he's one of those horses. He's like the player that you draft when you have a draft pick that's kind of your reach draft. He was big and good-looking, and he's just younger than the rest of the horses. So last year when he was going through the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown races, he was a little immature. He was talented, and he had the look, and you said, wow, if this horse ever kind of grows into his body, he's going to be an absolute freak. Well, that's what happened. After the Triple Crown last year, they gave him about 6 months off. He came back at the end of 2011, and he's rattled off three consecutive wins. He may be the best older horse in the country. He's racing in the Grade 3 Ali Sheba today on the undercard in the Derby, which goes, I believe, as the ninth race, I want to say. Ninth race. Pick 4, any people that play out there, there's a great pick 4 that starts in race number 8 that takes you through 4 stakes races in a row and ends with the Kentucky Oaks. So,
Gino Bacola.
Joe Macho's a big play in there.
Gino Bacola from the TVG Network joins us. Gino, I know you got a chance to take in the Keeneland meet, and I bring that up because the Keeneland sale is so big every year. 11 out of the 20 head were sold at the Keeneland sale that are in the Kentucky Derby. First of all, how's that possible? I know it's a quality sale, but 11 out of 20, that's a remarkable number when they come from all over the world.
Yeah, that is remarkable. You're going to see numbers about this year's group of horses, which is different than any other group. And to be honest, it sounds a little weird, but the best horses, they do come from Kentucky. The best breeding's there, the best operations are there, the best farms there. And to be honest, this is probably, it's arguably the best Kentucky Derby crop we've ever seen. There are 9 horses that returned from the Breeders' Cup Juvenile last year as 2-year-olds. 9 out of 13 have come back within 4 months and have won a graded stakes race, which is absolutely unheard of. The fact that all of these horses are able to stay intact, stay in good form, not worried about injuries, and all of the horses that were supposed to be good as 3-year-olds have been. I remember we were talking about the Breeders' Cup last year. We were talking about Hanson and Union Rags as 2 horses, and those 2 horses are 2 of the top contenders right here again today or tomorrow in the Kentucky Derby. So this year's group is so deep. You were talking about the Keeneland sales, and I think that has a little bit to do with it because there are so many horses that have good stock, good pedigree, were purchased for a large amount of money. And again, you see the great trainers. You have the coach, Dwayne Lucas, a 4-time Kentucky Derby winning trainer. You have Bob Baffert, a 3-time Kentucky Derby winning trainer here. You have Todd Pletcher, who just won the Derby a few years ago, perennially one of the best in the world. Mike Maker won the Derby with Barbaro. There are, this year, the credentials of jockeys and trainers is almost unheard of as ever before. It's actually one of the deepest fields I've ever seen.
Ten years ago when Baffert won his first one, that was the year I got to go to the Kentucky Derby. War Emblem, I believe, was Baffert's first win.
Doug. There you go. Gino Bacola is joining us from the TVG Network on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. That was my next question, Gino. Everybody that follows this on a daily basis believes this is maybe the deepest field in maybe ever, at least in recent memory, when they went to 20-horse field. It's hard to pick a winner. How do you start dissecting this thing?
I've tried to just narrow exactly what we said. For that, I'm not going to necessarily key in on one horse. I'll probably play a win wager on a horse named I'll Have Another, breaking from the 19-hole. And for a few reasons, this horse won the Santa Anita Derby, has won the last 2, is kind of the one of the top horses from the West Coast. But the trainer of this horse, Doug O'Neill, it's funny, I make a lot of enemies in this business. We don't have a lot of friends, so the friends that we have, we got to keep them, you know? I'm not a good-looking girl that can walk around and make friends real easy, so Dougie's one of my boys, and he actually, last year when I was sick, and I came down with cancer, Doug and some of his owners, they named a horse after me, Fight on Gino. So I have a very good relationship with Doug O'Neill, and Doug O'Neill trains I'll Have Another. I know firsthand, I speak to Doug quite a bit. They are very, very high on this horse. This is their best chance they've ever had to win the Derby. They've done everything they can to get this horse in good form. They have owners of this horse who they have a lot of money. So Doug laughs. He says, you know what, I have these owners that have a lot of money, so I take advantage of it. They've actually given this horse electric shock wave therapy on his back 3 different times. And so the first 2 times when they did it, he won the race. So they were superstitious. They said, you know what? We won both times we did this. We have to do it again. So they pay all this money to do this electric shockwave therapy, and the owner even laughs. He says, "Well, I bet you he doesn't do that with all of his other horses because his owners can't afford to do it. You know, they won't fork over the money to do it." So I know a lot of the ins and outs about All Have Another. I feel like I kind of know the horse personally, so I'll be rooting sentimentally for that horse and for my buddy. And the horse legitimately, and taking my own self out of it and looking at it, the horse has a huge shot. He just won the Sandy Derby. He's versatile. The way that I look at horses when I handicap this race the most, I don't want a horse that needs the lead, and I don't want a horse that needs to be coming from dead last in closing. I want a horse that's versatile, that can kind of do really whatever needs to be done, that can adapt to whatever the jockey needs to do to win the race. So I've keyed in on like a group of five horses that I all feel fit that criteria. I all feel like they can be sitting maybe third or fourth, they can be sitting maybe 10th, but they won't be first and they won't be last. And it'll start with Bodemeister, because Bodemeister is going to be very close to the lead for Bob Baffert, and he's an absolute freak, this horse. This horse has only raced four times. He's trying to be the first horse in 130 years to win the Derby when not having raced as a two-year-old. So just the sky is the absolute limit for this horse, who just gets better and better every time we see him out on the racetrack. I think he's a must-use on all of your tickets, because he's the kind of horse that he may run dead last, but he may win by 10 lengths, and we may be looking at a Triple Crown winner with Bodemeister. And to be honest, I can only say there's two horses that would excite me and really make me think that a Triple Crown could be won, and that would be Bodemeister and Union Rags. Union Rags is tough. He's there. He doesn't miss any battles. He's got the versatility, like I mentioned. That's a key word for me, versatility and tacticality, tactical speed, kind of having the ability to fire whenever needed. And that's the case with Union Rags. The horse won't be too far out of it, has a very good jock aboard, good connections. They won this race with Barbaro, the undefeated Barbaro, not too long ago. So Union Rags will be on there. I mentioned I'll Have Another. Those will be my top three. I really like Alpha. I think Alpha is a sneaky horse at a price. He's 15-1 on the morning line. He's the number 11 in the race. I was high on Alpha all year long heading up to the Wood Memorial when he raced against the undefeated Gemologist. And Gemologist is a horse that's still undefeated, and I'm actually not even going to be using in the Derby. I don't get the feeling Gemologist is quite battle-tested enough. I think his races have all set up perfectly for him, whereas Alpha got into a bunch of trouble, had a lot of problems, traffic issues to deal with, and still raced very, very well. It was only beaten just a half length that day. So Alpha will be my fourth, and the other horse that I think is pretty interesting that we're going to give a shot to is Creative Cause, the other horse from the West Coast. So I'm going to key in on five main horses. I'll play, you know, pick threes, pick fours, trifectas, and I'll use all five of those in different ways, shape, and form.
Well, you may have kind of answered our email question here from James in Grand Island, who says, "Gino loves to give me some chalk. Give me a long shot. You've got a couple of 12-1s out there. Is there anything that even twinkles your eye a little bit at a 20-1 or more?"
Yeah, and I tell my man James, I got to give a shout out to James and the boys from Nebraska. That's my man that I met down in Del Mar last summer. I was having some drinks with the boys. We were betting on the ponies. They were going into the pick six alive in the last race. They had a great day out at Del Mar. So heads up to all those guys down there, James and my boys. Hopefully I'll be seeing you back down in the summer at Del Mar. But a couple horses that are interesting that could get into your exotics for sure. If there's any sense of rain, moisture, wetness, if it really starts to look like it's going to be, the weather's going to be a little bit different, El Padrino is a horse at 20-1. That will take a big step forward. This horse freaked. The only time he raced over a wet track, he actually broke the track record when racing over a wet track at Gulfstream Park in the first start of his career. This horse's numbers show that if he races up to his ability, he can win this race. He actually has a ceiling that's higher than a lot of horses in here, but he's not as consistent. One of those horses that, if tomorrow's his day, no doubt about it, he could jump up and win. I'll give you maybe two more horses as long shots to use in exotics. Daddy Knows Best is 20-1. He's got the perfect style for the race. He's a grinder. He just kind of moves in the right direction all the way. A horse that won't have a problem going this longer mile and a quarter distance. So Daddy Knows Best has won two in a row. He's got a very good jockey in Garrett Gomez aboard, and one of the top three trainers in the world, in the nation, definitely, and possibly even in the world, Steve Asmussen. He's looking for his first Kentucky Derby win. So Daddy Knows Best is interesting. And even the horse Rousing Sermon at 50-1. This is a horse who can get into third or fourth. I don't know if Rousing Sermon can win, but he's a closer. He picks up the pieces from behind. And if the race falls apart, where a lot of horses will be backing up, Rousing Sermon will be heading in the right direction.
Gino Bucola from the TVG Network joins us for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gino, I'll go back to the horse that you picked out, coming out of the 19 hole, and I'll have another. With an auxiliary gate, and when you start going up to the window and saying 16, 17, 20, those numbers you don't normally ever give anybody at the window, what does the auxiliary rate, does Doug O'Neill worry about that? Is that a terrible post? Your thoughts.
To be honest, a lot of people have been asking me about that, and I'd rather be in the outside five than the inside five. So I don't think it's that bad, especially if you're a horse like I'll Have Another who wants to be forwardly placed. Now, he won't be on the lead, but everyone's going to encounter traffic trouble in a race where there's 20 horses. So if you have to stay on the outside, and if you have to go a little bit wider, that actually keeps you clear of all the traffic. So in that case, I'd rather be on the outside than on the inside. I'd rather be where I'll Have Another is than where Union Rags is, even in the four hole. So it doesn't bother me as much being in the 19 hole. A jockey who's never been in the Derby, the youngest, I believe, in the field, and probably the most obscure, unheralded jockey, which I even like. The guy doesn't quite know what he's in for today. I think he's got a big, big chance.
Gino, how's the health? That's when we talk to people, everybody's got a family member or been affected with the damn disease, cancer. How are you?
Oh, I could not be better right now, to be honest. I had my one-year checkup in February. I've had another appointment since then. I had a blood test, CT scans, and everything was A-OK. There was no growth or no movement in the mass that had grown into my neck. It was completely shrunk down. They said my blood looked good, blood cells were good, the weight was coming back on. I had lost, I'm a relatively small guy to begin with, and I had lost 40 pounds, after last year. So put the weight almost all the way back on, and now, it was great. As you mentioned earlier, I was able to make the trip out to Keeneland for a weekend. We did the late double show for TVG out there. We had an absolute blast. It was a ton of fun. Just want to mention one thing, too, if that's cool. If you're listening on the radio later on, as you mentioned, if you can't make it out to Churchill Downs, or if you're sitting at home and you're just sitting in the living room and you're thinking, how am I going to bet on the races, go on to TVG.com, open up a TVG account. There's actually tickets up on the website. I'll have a pick four ticket up. You can look at some of the selections that people will have for you, and we'll do our best to help you out. You can send us an email. You can talk back and forth with the personalities. We give you great promotions. And tonight, we also have a Kentucky Derby preview show on at 8 o'clock Eastern time. It will go from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock for an hour. We'll break down the Derby. We have some of our crew live over at Louisville that they'll be giving you kind of all the ins and outs, the live hot word, any last-minute things that they know from the track. We'll show you some of the horses' past races, and we'll give you everything you need to know about the Derby. That's on TVG tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Gino, you do bet. People out there think you're a race fan. Have you hit a good one lately?
Oh, yeah. I do play the races a little bit, and I will say that in the month of April this month, I had a very, very good one. We'll say I was very close to six figures positive for the month, as far as I had one pick four that returned upwards of $18,000. That was for a $24 ticket that we played.
I was in on that, wasn't I?
That's the way it always happens before us. Yeah.
I sent you the check for your 50%. Should be coming to you. I think I posted it, so you might have already gotten it.
Gino, we appreciate it. TVG.com, of course, watch them on the air as well. And we'll catch up with you again as we continue through the Triple Crown in 2012.
Oh, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate coming on, and thank you for the opportunity to talk the races with you. Good luck today, and good luck to anyone playing.
Thanks, buddy. Gino Bacola, TVG Network, and, of course, keep him in mind at TVG.com. Steve Anderson's going to join us at the end of the show for his predictions. We want to switch over to Husker football here in our next break to talk to Brian Munson of Big Red Report. But, Daddy, graduations are going on all month. Mother's Day is coming up in just over a week. The weather's beautiful.
You want the best for Mom.
It's barbecue time. You know it. Don't mess it up.
No, Troutman's quality meats, they're waiting for you.
Troutman's got it for you. You want the meat and cheese tray? Fine. You want something to get the whole thing going? They've got the brisket. They've got the pulled pork, baked beans, everything you'd want. And you still got to feed the family, the immediate family that comes in, stays over there for a couple of days. Check that out as well. You can't do any better. It's right there for you. Fresh sausages, the very best. You can throw in a little seafood as well that they've got for you. Maybe a little gift. Gift card to your graduate, whether they're high school, college, or whatever the case may be. So good. Some snack sticks.
You know what? Troutman's Quality Meats, there's not a better gift out there. And plus, Mom's got enough going on than you know, getting all the things ready. Just call Kerry. He'll have it ready for you. Go pick it up.
USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. It doesn't get any better than Troutman's Quality Meats, Highway 30 across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. Back after this.
Get in the zone!
Regular oil changes can help you avoid paying more at the pump. And in times like these, that really matters. Clean engines are just more efficient. And now at AutoZone, get a 5-quart oil change jug of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Castrol high mileage for a little more. See store for restrictions and details. Stop in today and get more gas saving tips from the experts at AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
Hey, Golic, is that a new phone?
Yeah, Greeny, you like it?
You do realize it's a smartphone, right?
Ah, yeah, ha-ha, very funny. But check this out. With La Quinta's new instant hold feature, I can hold a room on my smartphone for up to 4 hours in advance.
That's convenient.
So, even if I'm out on the road, I can call an audible.
So how's that work?
Here you go. Just punch in your phone number. La Quinta's mobile site keeps me on top of my game. It's easy.
But you don't know your phone number.
Dude, I never call myself.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take care of business.
Instant hold your next stay at LQ.com.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Areas of dense fog linger early on today. Then skies turn partly sunny with a high around 90. Winds out of the southeast will stay around 10 to 15. Tonight, there's a slight chance for a storm with a low at 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 81.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We go to the Dent Popper inbox. John and Carney says, hey guys, as a Cub fan, I have some advice for the Yankees and their closer situation. Trade for Carlos Marmol, please. He'll be fine. He actually gets a save in maybe 25% of his chances. Dead Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Now, the Royals just brought back Dyson, and one of those things that he brought him back from Omaha, go to center field. He made a couple plays, running down a couple balls, almost overran one. That would have been disastrous last night. But you talk about the team effort, it's one of those deals where thumbs up, Royals got it going. I know people from the area down, headed to Kansas City to take in the series this weekend. So yeah. enjoy a great atmosphere for baseball.
Yankees and Royals. Oh, we mentioned state soccer. Let's go with it. The Class A boys field. It appears Kearney Grand Island should play in the state semifinals against each other. They're 2-3 in the wild card points. We're just waiting for tonight's Papillion-La Vista game to be finalized today, and then they'll put out the Class A brackets. Kearney girls got beat yesterday by Westside in the Class A girls. Westside is the 4 seed. For the boys, the Class B boys, all of their games are on Friday, May the 11th. Grand Island Northwest will take on South Sioux City at 9 a.m., Lexington will play Lincoln Pius X at 11 a.m., and Hastings will take on the number one seed Omaha Scut at 1 p.m., followed by Gretna and Schuyler. Class B girls, this is when the tournament gets underway on Wednesday. It will be Scut against Garing, Elkhorn South against Pius. Then Thursday's girls game, Hastings plays Platteview at 8 p.m. So I guess that's a good thing. You don't have the Hastings girls playing Wednesday and the boys playing on Friday. You got the girls playing the late game on Thursday night, and then the boys playing lunchtime on Friday. So that's what we've got going on there with state soccer. The GPAC Conference softball tournament gets going here again at 12 noon. Hastings made it through day one, splitting their two games. So at noon, Hastings will play Frank Green and his Concordia Bulldogs at the Smith Complex. And Northwestern will take on Midland. Those are elimination games. The winner's bracket final, Doan, will take on Morningside. Action continues this afternoon at 2 and 6, and the championship game is scheduled for tomorrow at 12 noon.
Now, there's a lot more Kentucky Derby talk. Steve Anderson from Fauner Park. I believe Merritt's having trouble with Brian Munson from Big Red Report right now.
As they approach the top of the stretch, and there's Sweet Sense with a huge move on the far turn, and Calvin Morrell saving ground every step of the way, but it's hard spun to catch as they come off the turn, and Sweet Sense draws alongside as they move headlong into the final furlong, and Sweet Sense has roared from 19th position to first in the derby.
There goes a Fern with a rush. A Fern takes command by ahead. Sensitive Prince is second, and Believe It moves quickly to the leaders as the field turns for home. Coming to the quarterfall, Affirmed on the inside, Believe It on the outside, Affirmed toward the rail, and down the stretch they come. Affirmed on the inside, takes command again. Believe It is second, Allendar gains ground third, in the final furlong. It's Affirmed with Stevie Calkins showing the way by 2.5. Believe It with Ed Maple's next on the outside. Allendar is third, but it's going to be Affirmed. Affirmed with Steve Calkins is going to win this winning fourth running of the Kentucky Derby.
Secretariat is fourth and moving up on the outside, and is now third, and moving at the leaders as they come for the head of the stretch. They're at the head of the stretch, and Cham is the leader. He leads it by
that
a
length. Secretariat
is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Jackie Green now drops back. Now and they're in the stretch. It's Secretariat. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Cham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5. At the wire, it's going to be
It is tomorrow. Coverage it for the race just after 5 o'clock here on ESPN Radio. And to make the picks that I will subsequently cross off my sheet to track announcer from Fauner Park, Steve Anderson. Steve-o, you've been telling me how rough the year has been for your selections at Fauner. Have they gotten any better the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, well, you were there last Friday. You got first-hand knowledge. What do you think?
Well, you know, that's – I think it's tough to – here's what I think, Steve-o. When you got to pick half the field in a six-horse race and you don't get any of them, then you're right in my ballpark, buddy.
Yeah, I really have softened up the believability standpoint of what I do out at the track. I can honestly tell you that over the course of a lot of years, when you get your foot caught in the stirrup, which is exactly what I've got going on right now, you just have to fight your way out. It may take later than sooner before I start to reap the benefits, but I have shut myself off from getting to the windows. So from that aspect, it hasn't been bloody brutal as far as losing money is concerned.
Well, these should be two beautiful days to close the 2012 live racing meet at Fodder Park. I know there's a big crew coming over today from just some friends of mine and some business folks that are coming over, and obviously jam-packed. I'm hearing sold out of some, maybe the clubhouse tickets. I'm not saying you can't get in, folks, because you can. That's not the problem. But I heard it's going to be a huge crowd tomorrow, but there's also racing today and tomorrow at Fodder Park. A couple of really nice stakes races tomorrow. Give us a quick preview.
Well, you know, the race that's always been on the undercard that never gets its due because of the popularity of the Bossman race, guys, is the Big Filly of Mare race, the counterpart to what we do for the boys, so to speak, and that goes tomorrow. It's a $25,000 Al Swihart Memorial. Al was the original general manager here at Fodder Park. His son Bruce now is number two in command, and I go clear back to those beginning days. I used to pick up racing forms for Mr. Swihart when I was working over at NTV. In fact, they used to ship them to me via bus, and I'd go pick one up every night and then run back for the late newscast and give my best two bets of the day. So, you know, my forecasting goes way back now. I've got almost 40 years tucked under my belt, but it's a really nice field of seven going in the Swihart tomorrow. It'll be the ninth of 10 races on the live card. It's sandwiched right before the Kentucky Derby, so they over the course of between 5:30 and 6:30 tomorrow afternoon, it's going to be lights out at Fodder Park, and there's no question that the roar of the crowd for the Derby, I think, even tops what you may have heard in the past. And we had a huge crowd and a terrific roar. When I can hear it up in the press box a week ago in the Bossman, you know you've got a ton of people downstairs, but they will surpass that and then some for the Derby. But in the Al Swihart, I talked and spent the morning actually just hanging out with our leading trainer Chuck Turkle yesterday morning, and I'll tell you what, his foot is not caught in the stirrup, and he is run off and won by many in the training division for the third consecutive year. He gave me a cold late daily double tomorrow. He loves a horse that he saddles in the Swihart called Gibson Crystal. I just looked at the program, and she's 8-1 on the morning line. You got to like those kind of figures, guys. Tied to Kentucky Mile in the Coors Starter Allowance, which is the nightcap. So I'm not going to go any farther than that just to say that Gibson Crystal has won a major hurdle to get over, and that's a horse that ships up here from Lone Star Park down outside of Dallas, Texas, called Ruby's Red Band. She won the Pepsi Stakes years ago here at Fodder. She's got a wily old crafty lawyer that trains her. His name is Charlie Smith. The guy wears a pigtail. He's got to be 10 years older than me. But he's got things going in the right direction, and this shapes up to be a classic battle.
That makes him 38. So,
at any rate, you know, in the big race, I don't think is there anything left unsaid after talking to Gino. I just hope he pulled over, by the way, while he was driving, to give you his insight on the Derby. But since you are throwing all my picks out, I will be brief if we get to that topic.
Steve, obviously, people want your thoughts on the Derby. Whether you know what, you can read a racing form, you can see a lot more things than a casual fan does not. Is it the same group of horses everybody's talking about, or are you going elsewhere in the Derby?
Only when it comes to Bodemeister, Daddy. However, I want to preface it by this. If there was one time that you wanted to make a sentimental bet, and I'm going to do this whether you get to the track today or tomorrow or not, Mr. Tony Davis. And that is the one horse, Daddy Long Legs to the 10, Daddy Knows Best.
You know it.
If this thing comes in, you'll rival whatever six-figure profits that Gino has tucked away out there in the last couple of months in Southern California, because that'll be a huge payoff.
Steve,
I like Bodemeister. I'm rooting for Bodemeister for one reason. I think he's the only horse of the three-year-old crop this year that legitimately could win a Triple Crown, and I'm rooting for racing. I'm rooting for a Triple Crown winner. This horse, I swear by the Andrew Beyer speed rating figures, he comes off of 108, which towers above everybody else going to the post in here. Yes, he didn't run it as a two-year-old. Yes, nobody's won in 130 years in the Derby that didn't run a race in two-year-old. And I'm a firm believer of history repeating itself. So I'm going against a little bit of the book of Hoyle, so to speak, but I think Bodemeister will put away all the early speed. He's bred to run all day. If he wins tomorrow, he should come right back and make just easy pickings out of the Preakness. And then I don't think anybody will show up to run against him in the Belmont in about, 4 or 5 weeks. So I like Bodemeister over Daddy Knows Best. I think that these two horses I'm going to key first and second, first and third, first and fourth, with Bodemeister on the top of the ticket in the tries and the superfectas. I think the closers really will be coming from all parts of the racetrack, but I don't think they can run Bodemeister down. Behind Daddy Knows Best, then, I'm going to throw in Union Rags, and I also like Creative Cause, another West Coast shipper that has run and beaten Bodemeister when he was really green, guys, and didn't really know his way around the racetrack.
And the Steve Anderson long shot special is?
It's got to be Daddy Long Legs. I originally had him in my top four. I'm going to use him. If I go five deep, I'm going to use him. He's a horse that ships over here from Europe. He has huge speed rating figures, but they've all come on the turf and the poly track. I'm not a believer in these horses converting over to the dirt and handling very well. They normally take a real nosedive, as was the case last week when we talked and visited with Monty Hinkey about his horse in the Bossman race. All of his figures came on the grass and the poly track. He did not like the dirt, guys, and that is nothing to be ashamed of. It's not uncommon. But Daddy Longlegs, just for the name alone, I'm gonna throw him out there as my total lobster, my boxcar bomb.
Steve-O, have a great day. We appreciate the time, as always, and I know you want to give our fans your final closing line.
It has always been a pleasure, guys. You're great supporters of Nebraska Thoroughbred Horse Racing and Fauner Park. So if you make it out today or tomorrow, I can't wait to see you, Doug and Daddy, at the races.
Can't wait to see Steve-O tomorrow. Everybody's talking about May the 4th be with you. Steve-O, may the horse be with you. Thanks for joining us. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're back after this.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on jumbo six-packs of annuals, now just $4.88. A $3 savings and definitely more spring per dollar. Their bigger root systems grab hold and grow faster. Great for flower beds or large containers. And they'll accent your budget beautifully. Turn on the color and the compliments with jumbo six-packs of annuals, now just $4.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through May 9th, U.S. only. See store for details.
ProFlowers has 100 ways to tell the mom in your life how much you love her. Get 100 blooms for mom plus a free vase for only $19.99. That's a great deal on a huge bouquet, but you must use this code to get it. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the mic, and type in the code SCORE. Guaranteed to stay fresh at least one full week. Is there a new mom in your life? Visit ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right corner, and type in SCORE. That's ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in SCORE. Order now for Mother's Day. Offer expires midnight on Friday.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Nebraska Danger begin a three-game road trip tomorrow night when they travel to Colorado to take on the ice. The Nebraska baseball team has a three-game weekend series at Indiana. You can hear the action on 1230 AM KHAS beginning Saturday at 12 noon. The UNK baseball team wraps up the regular season with a four-game series at Regis beginning this afternoon, a doubleheader on Saturday and a single game on Sunday. Then it's off to the RMAC baseball tournament in Pueblo. The Nebraska softball team is also at Indiana this weekend, playing a doubleheader Saturday and a single game on Sunday. The GPAC Conference softball tournament continues through Saturday's championship game at noon at the Smith Complex in Hastings. Hastings plays Concordia. Midland plays Northwestern today. Doan and Morningside are still alive in the winners bracket, and the UNK tennis teams head to the Sweet 16 in Louisville May 16th. And that's a Sports Minute.
Areas of dense fog linger early on today. Then skies turn partly sunny with a high around 90. Winds out of the southeast will stay around 10 to 15. Tonight there's a slight chance for a storm with a low at 65. I'm meteorologist Paul Frambley. Right now it's 81.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tonight, the Kearney American Legion Baseball Barbecue and a raffle and auction going on at Broadfoot Sand and Gravel. Starts at 6 o'clock. Meal is served. It's always great. There's some silent auction items, live auction items, all your schedules for the upcoming year. All the money goes towards Kearney American Legion Baseball. If you would like a pair of tickets tonight, tickets are available at the door for $10 a piece. But if you'd like a pair, haven't won this week, and can pick them up at our studios today, call now. We'll take caller 3-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And we will give you a chance to pick those up at the studios today. Right now, though, it's time for our TNL Husker Recruiting Report, brought to you by TNL Irrigation Systems. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska can be a difficult decision, but choosing your pivot system, well, with TNL, the choice is simple. The TNL system provides a safe, hassle-free, and reliable hydrostatically powered pivot for continuous movement and even water distribution. Find out how easy the choice is yourself by contacting your nearest TNL dealer or by going online at TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation Systems, their proven technology that worked. Brian Munson is with us on the Doug and Daddy Show to wrap up another great week in a first week of May. Brian, how's it going?
Oh, guys, I'm telling you, I'm so sorry for missing out on you earlier. I forgot about Doc's phone this morning, and I'm just running around like a chick with my head cut off. So.
Well, before we get into this junior day, and I'm going to admit, Daddy and I have not really read up a whole lot on this. We're going to let you spill all the information on this. Just every weekend, it seems something's going on with the Huskers. Did you get a chance to watch or see ESPN's breakdown of Nebraska yesterday on College Football Live?
I did catch it this morning before I went to my doctor's appointment, and I have to admit I didn't have a lot of things that I could complain about. I thought that they were pretty spot on when it came to I think like the thing about Taylor Martinez is that the team goes as Taylor Martinez goes, and I think the double-edged sword is that the team goes as long as Taylor Martinez goes. I think he's, and I also question, or I wonder how much of a glass ceiling he actually is on the offense, mostly because of his, passing ability, and how much he can actually manage the offense.
Okay, Brian, is the ceiling just, is it 9-4 again with Taylor Martinez running it in your mind?
I think that that's probably a really reasonable, and I would even say good number for the team this year. I mean, you look at a road contest at Columbus, Michigan comes home, to Lincoln, you got to go to Northwestern and play Northwestern. You got to go, UCLA? Is that UCLA this year?
Yeah.
You got Michigan State coming calling. I think, and Penn State comes into Nebraska too, and they're going to be improved. I don't think that the schedule gets any easier this year than what it was last year. I think Nebraska will teeter around the top of the division and potentially be in a spot to maybe get into the Big Ten championship, but I think they're on the outside again looking in. And I don't think that, I think the defense is still looking for, or going to be struggling for some identity down the road as it goes, but I think the secondary will be better, but they're looking for somebody to step up and be the guy, in that front seven.
Brian Munson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your thoughts on the Aaron Green departure?
I don't know what was going to keep that guy happy. He was firmly entrenched as being the number two guy. And you got a guy like Rex Burkhead in front of him who's coming back for his senior year, who silently might get some Heisman Trophy talks, maybe in a couple first 3 weeks. I don't think necessarily he's a solid candidate, as far as the season goes. But, I mean, you're entrenched as the number two. You seem to be the heir apparent. And that isn't enough for you to bridge any type of, homesick feeling or just yearning for more. And I don't think necessarily Nebraska would have ever been able to keep that guy happy. And I think, people want to go back and point at the stars and say Nebraska doesn't do well when they recruit four-star, five-star guys. And I think that the recruiting rankings do a lot of things, when it comes to evaluating the recruits. The size is there, the speed is there, the production is there. But the one thing that can never be judged, guys, is this. You can never take a look at the heart and the mind. And if
right.
The heart and the mind are not there with the player, when they go to college, wherever they go, none of that stuff about height and speed and production before they got there will ever matter.
No, I think you're spot on with that. I think the 4- and 5-star adds egos maybe these kids wouldn't normally have and give them a sense of entitlement, for lack of a better word, that they don't normally have as well.
I totally agree. I think the entitlement is developed at a much younger age nowadays, and they start feeling that, you know, towards the end of their sophomore years, you know, potentially for the big fish. And they go from being that big fish in a small pond, whether that's 5A football in Texas or Class A in Nebraska, and then you go to Lincoln, and all of a sudden you're just a fish. And I think that's a huge adjustment. And I think some guys are able to do it. You know, they can go ahead and just say, look, I'm just a number. I'm not the guy. I want to be the guy, and I got to work to get there. But if they don't have that drive and they don't, and their heart and their head is not into them getting to that level, then you can forget about it.
Brian, I don't know how much you're on the new weekend they've added in June for this recruiting deal. They had Junior Day in February. They've added another Big Red weekend in June. Anything on that from you?
Yeah, you know, it's a big deal. I mean, if you consider that 60% of the recruiting class Nebraska has currently was either at the Junior Day in February or came in for spring game weekend, then you know about the success that Nebraska has with their recruits following an unofficial visit weekend. So I think what Nebraska is looking to do here is trying to bolster the numbers a little bit. It's a larger class. You can't go rolling into August and September this year with just 5 commitments. You need 10. You need 10, you need 11, you need 12. You need to be halfway home by the time the season comes around. And I think that this is one of those efforts to get a few more guys that they feel like are on the bubble, that they feel like they could go ahead and potentially squeeze for a commitment that weekend with just a little bit of, you know, come in here, spend some time with us, check out the facilities. We're going to talk about the education side too, of course. But they think that they can get 12, 13 guys come in that weekend that are really close to pulling the trigger.
Brian Munson joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Brian, how important, I mean, with recruiting moving back and sophomores getting noticed, freshmen getting noticed, to even get these kids, just have them step foot, and yeah, if they've got to pay part of the way there, but getting them on campus, how big is that?
It's huge. It's huge. I mean, it's one thing for Nebraska, and I think Nebraska's really revamped their recruiting approach with players. They've got YouTube videos now that they send these kids over Facebook and other social media, over emails. They tell them, hey, look, go check out our atmosphere. Go check out a game day in Nebraska. This is a typical game day. But I think that what it really comes down to is Nebraska has a very unique approach when it comes to recruits. Number one, when you get on campus, you think that you're going to talk shop. You think you're going to talk about football. You're going to talk about where you are as a player and stuff like that. But that's like the last thing that these kids say that they talk about with their position coaches all the way up to Coach Bo Pelini. They talk about the personal stuff. They talk about how school's going, where are you at in your life, what's going on with you. And I think that says a lot about Nebraska and what they're trying to do, because I think Nebraska is not just trying to find the fits for themselves on the football field, but they also want to try to bring in the right guys into the program. And I think that they have, you know, some sort of a model for both. And you're looking for a guy that's a good fit on both sides, whether it's in life or on the football field.
Brian, when do you expect there to be more commits for the Husker football team?
I tell you what, I like that weekend in June because you wrap up school, you know, you got a couple weeks after school wraps up potentially, and you bring a couple guys in there, you know, and try to get some guys in. I think that especially like if you get like a Nathan Jerry from Sioux Falls, South Dakota to come in, guy like that, a local guy, maybe like a Jarrell Moreau from Kansas. He's a guy that I think could be close to pulling a trigger. He's a really nice player. Reminds you a lot like of a Ryan Broyles, really fluid wide receiver looking kid. You know, and Nathan, in my opinion, is a guy that could really be that icing on the cake in the secondary, kind of a blue collar worker, kind of guy that's going to push like Dixon and McWilson are already in the class. I think you could look for some guys towards the middle part of June, maybe end of June, and then you start looking at like a month off in July. Maybe start getting some more guys in August.
Brian, you follow this basketball team at all?
You know what? I don't think you have a I don't think you have a choice in the matter anymore. I mean, when Nebraska football recruiting is rivaled by what Coach Miles is bringing in, the players he's bringing in for recruiting, and the building of the new facilities in Lincoln, I don't think you can ignore it.
Well, Huskers bring in a 7-1 kid that we'll talk about here in just a minute, but we'll let you get back to your day, Brian. Sure appreciate you stopping in on the Doug and Daddy Show and keeping us informed. We'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy the summer.
All right, guys. See you later.
Take care, buddy. Brian Munson joins us for our recruiting update brought to you by TNL. Choosing the right recruit for Nebraska? Well, that may be hard. Choosing the right pivot system for you, that's simple. TNL Irrigation. And speaking of basketball, I hope I got that right. Serge Vucetka, 7-1, comes in. He's a native of Serbia. Could play immediately for the Big Red, who have nothing.
No.
I'm not just saying inside.
Diaz gone.
They have nothing.
I mean, all those big
guys. He would
guys.
Fill one of the three scholarship opening Miles has for next season. Also, the Omaha World-Herald and Lee Barfneck reporting that Chris Harriman, although not officially announced, is probably the final assistant coach. He'd been with Rick Majerus at St. Louis University. He was the one showing Vucetka around campus, apparently. He's from Sydney, Australia, and has been instrumental in attracting players to St. Louis from Australia and New Zealand. And Nebraska's been that route before, but again, you can't be too choosy. You got to take what you can find.
Strickland apparently out of the mix.
He's out. So yeah.
Obviously, that's a little strange from the Nebraska point of view. One of the most successful players that had a career in the NBA, no longer in the mix.
Speaking of success.
Well, Midway's waiting for you. The Midway group of carnies has got new inventory. Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. Folks, if you live in the surrounding area or anywhere else, they service all of Nebraska and beyond. They can have you a new, any one of those, any one of the lineup I just shot you, shipped right to your door. If you live out of state, they'll ship it to, you know, maybe you're in Minden. Hey, you have your wife come home and have her new car in the driveway? They'll do it for you. Contact them. Midway Auto Dealerships. That's where it's at. Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram. If you can't find it there, folks, you can't find it.
ThinkMidway.com. See them this weekend. They're waiting for you. Over 2,000 shooters. Now down to about 1,300 at the Cornhusker 43rd trap shoot going on just outside of Donovan. So be careful if you're driving in that area. You might hear some things. So that's going on. Good luck there. By the way, just want to say that the second place team yesterday was the Carp and Crow, and we all know where they're from. So congratulations there. Just, again, more talent from God's country. GPAC softball tournament, their game's just getting underway over at the Smith Complex. Ord Girls, Adams Central Boys, your Lou Platt champions yesterday. Adams Central by a half a point over Ord Kearney Catholic, the runner-up on the girls' side. And in golf, Riley Reinerton shot a 68 with a penalty because he had to take a drop from a fence that cost him a double bogey, or he would have tied his brothers with a school record 66. This over at Indian Head yesterday. Gibbon wins it by 6 over Kearney Catholic, whose Keegan Fitzgerald and Tyler Dowling finished 2nd and 3rd. Kevin Holan of Adams Central finished in 4th.
I'd have foot wedged it out.
What are we taking, Daddy? I obviously was like Steve. I'm doing the Daddy 110 exacta. I'm going to throw out Union Rags. What do you got? I like the 16 as well in El Padrino. He's going to be in there, but who do you got? Who's your winner?
I have got Alpha along with Dullahan, the 5 horse, along with Hanson, the 14 horse. Hanson, Dullahan, and Alpha are the 3 horses I have selected.
I'm going to go 5, 6, 16. And where was the other one I had? 5, 6, 16. And who else did I just mention, Daddy? 5, 6, 16. I think that's a good little trifecta. And my long shot is the 13. Went the day well is my long shot horse.
Okay, fair enough. I just, you know what? I think there's a lot of good horses in this. Picking a winner probably trickier than it's always trickier, the Kentucky Derby 20 head going.
Just pick it out of a hat, folks. You got just as good a chance. Thanks to Gina Bucola of the TVG Network, Steve Anderson from Fauner Park, Brian Munson of Big Red Report. Coming up Monday, we start previewing state soccer. We recap everything that's went on over the weekend. Enjoy it, folks, and the best to all the graduates. And that little Jeff, he'll be back here coming up Monday. Thanks, Merritt, for taking care of the production today. Have a great weekend, Daddy.
Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.